This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. After 16 years, Jeff Immelt, the longtime CEO of General Electric, is stepping down. He's going to be replaced by John Flannery, the current president and CEO of GE Healthcare. It's a change that's been years in the making and reflects where GE is heading in the future. From WBUR's business and tech team, Bostonomics, Asma Khalid reports.
Jeff Immelt took over GE just 5 days before the 9/11 attacks. He led the company through the dot-com bubble, the Great Recession, and a digital transformation. In a chat with employees this morning, he was reflective.
16 years is a long time to run this company. Even though I love you all dearly, it's long enough. And change is good.
Immelt is credited with trying to bring GE, this 125-year-old giant, into the digital age. But under his tenure, GE's financial performance has been underwhelming. As of Friday, shares for GE were down 30% compared to when Immelt took charge in 2001. Just for some perspective, during this same time span, the Dow went up some 120%. But Immelt insists GE is resilient.
We've made major portfolio shifts in the company, really historic portfolio shifts.
In the last few years, GE has sold off billions in assets as it tries to refocus on becoming a digital industrial company. And the new CEO, John Flannery, insists he's inheriting a stronger GE. Here's Flannery on a call with investors talking about Immelt.
He's transformed the company. I think in many ways people underappreciate the changes that he's made to the company to simplify it, to strengthen the portfolio. And frankly, the courage it took to make a number of those decisions, including things like exiting GE Capital.
Flannery joined GE 30 years ago. He spent time with the company in Latin America, East Asia, and India. Most recently, he's been in charge of the healthcare division. Flannery is a private equity guy, and although he points out that GE has done some things well in the digital healthcare world, he admits no one's happy with the stock price right now.
I want to go through a deep review with a sense of urgency. We'll come back in the fall with a broader set of recommendations.
Flannery says he hopes to spend his initial days listening to customers, investors, and employees. He says he has extreme confidence in where Immelt has led GE to this point. But financial analysts have a more mixed review. On CNBC, Scott Davis with Barclays described GE under Immelt as a, quote, unmitigated disaster for shareholders.
You know, the question is that how much of that was Jeff Immelt's fault? I mean, he was certainly handed a portfolio that was over-earning when he took the job in 2001. He had nothing but bad luck, starting with 9/11.
Sure, the numbers might look dire, but it's hard to say if some of the strategic digital investment GE CEO has made in the last decade will pay off. Immelt, after all, brought GE to Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.